Chavtes Teves, Toshim Peves, Rav Tzvi Zilber.
I'd like to talk a bit, learn a bit, about the most commonly used sefer, most probably the most commonly used sefer Klal Yisrael has, besides from being most probably the most commonly used, it's also the most ancient sefer after Torah Shebikhtav, besides the Torah Shebikhtav, and that is the Siddur. The Siddur is, or at least should be, Yid's best friend. And just like a good friend, sometimes we start taking it for granted and needs a bit revisiting the benefits of it and the input one has to put into keeping it going. So to the connection to the Siddur, one can always benefit from Chizuk in that Inyan. I don't want to talk about Hilchas Tefillah. That's a topic obviously all on its own. Hilchas Tefillah. We don't want to talk even about why do we daven. That's also a topic all on its own. Why do we daven? The purpose of davening, connecting to Hashem. That's a topic on its own. Not our topic today. We also do not want to talk about Pirush HaMilos, the translation of the words, which is also a very important topic, a very important discussion, Taich, knowing the meaning of the words we're actually saying. I've got a close relative who went last week to Rabbi Von Gurwitz, a Bochum Yeshiva, and he told him, he said, Rebbe, we feel, Bochum feel, they need a chizuk in davening. He interrupted him in the middle. He mom stopped him in the middle, and he said, all as the way Rabbi Von says it. And he says, of course, they don't know Taich of davening. You have to work on Taich of the davening. If you know what you're saying, then you get a geschmack in the davening. You get an enjoyment, a feeling for it. You have to know what you're saying. And gave him a few suggestions. So he should learn Taich of davening. He told him, the Siddur HaGros, Yachitzrok, with a level already. But of course, Taich and davening is a very important discussion. But that's not our discussion today. We want to talk more, in general, who made the Siddur a little bit, but mainly, why was the Siddur made? Why did Chazal make the Siddur? And, hopefully we'll get there today, the structure, the general structure of the Siddur, the Seder of the Siddur. The reason it's called Siddur is because of a Seder. It's got a tremendous build-up, a structure which is there, not just a random collection of various bits and pieces. So that's, Be'ez Hashem, what we would like to discuss today. So to go back in history, up until the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Siddur. There was no Siddur, that Sefer didn't exist. Does that mean that didn't daven? Of course not. Of course they davened. Davening is a mitzvah, according to many Rishonim in HaTorah, according to some Rishonim, at least in certain circumstances, when a person is in HaTorah, is Lekula Alme min HaTorah. So they definitely davened. They didn't daven three times a day, most probably they did. We know from the obvious, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov made three tefillahs. Avraham Shachis, Yitzchak Minche, we found that Lipsukim, Yaakov made Marev. So of course they davened, and they davened three times a day, but they could say what they wanted. The Nusach HaTfilah, the words they used, was their choice. Even the three times a day, by the way, in the Rishonim was a discussion, could be it wasn't chiyuv. Could be it wasn't obligation to daven three minat Torah, you could be yoytze with once. So the others did it, for there's a want, but not a chiyuv mamish. But that's for sure that the Nusach, the people could choose and did choose what they wanted. But they did daven. They definitely davened, especially by Kolben. By Kolben, there's a Chiev to daven, to be Mitzvade. We know Chana was before the first Beis HaMikdash was built, the mother of Shmuel, who appointed David, whose son built the Beis HaMikdash. So we're way before the first Beis HaMikdash was built. Chana davened a lot of Hilchas Tefillah. We learn from Chana, the fact to daven quietly, we learn from her, and various other things, and the way she davened by the Mishkan. So that's for sure that they davened. Interesting discussion whether Avraham davened Shachis Mincha Marev, only Shachis. Avraham made Shachis. Yitzchak made Mincha. Did Yitzchak daven Marev? Interesting discussion. In the Mefarshim, some say as not, some say they knew ahead what's going to be made. Some say Avrom's main tefillah was Shachris. Discussion. But that's for sure that the Davening, when Safsno famously says the word davening, davenen, where does the word even come from? What's the root of the word davenen? What's that meant to mean? So the Safsno famously says, de avinon. Davenen is from our forefathers. De avinon, from the forefathers. So that's for sure that they davened, but not from a fixed nusach. The siddur didn't exist. Who made the siddur? The siddur was made, Chachamim say, by Ezra Sofer, who was before the second Beis Hamikdash, the rebuilding of the second, well, not before, I mean, he started before, he was there, but the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, him and his Bezdin, for those who do Daf Yomi, was just now recently in the Gemara Megillah, 120 Zekeinim, Gemara says Brachas, Ana Megillah, 120 of the greatest people of Klal Yisrael sat together, Ubeineim, amongst them come Neviim, there were Neviim, Yishalmi says 80, so then they sat and made, they are called as Anshei Knesset HaGedoyle, the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyle, the people of the great gathering, and they put together the Nusach which we have up until today, the Nusach HaTfila. So after Tosha B'Ksav, it's one of the most ancient Sforim we have written, way before the Mishnahs, way before Mishnahs was written, is the Siddur. Yeah, Siddur, one of the most ancient Sforim we have. Of course, there are different nuschos in Klal Yisrael. There are many different nuschos. We'll come to that soon. But the core, the general, is the same by everybody. And here comes the question we want to discuss. Why? Why did they feel a need to make a siddur? What was wrong with the way things had been going for hundreds of years? Or up until then, close to 1,000 years from the... more than 1,000 years. Why did they feel the need to make a siddur? So, of course, Pashet, in the simplest understanding, they saw Yeridus HaDoros, they saw Klal Yisrael is not the same as it was, and they realized people don't know anymore, or starting to lose the ability of how to daven properly, what to daven for, even what to daven for, either sinner, what to daven, how to daven, we have to praise Hashem first, and then to ask, and then to thank. So they saw a need to put together a standard nusach of tefillah. That's obviously one of the basic explanations. Another explanation is because they saw that the purity of Lashon HaKodesh, the purity of language, is being lost. And tefillah, like everything, has to be done in the best way possible, and people are losing this. They came back from Bavel, they started mixing different languages. They say this Yidu speaks Yiddish. He was calling out to his friend, Wer soll zuppen window of English? Yeah? So you start losing the, forgetting what's which language. So Chazal put together a standard nusach of a pure Lashon HaKodesh. Another reason. But I want to discuss Mahalich, which is written in the Hagdam of the Sefer Oitzah Tfilis, one of the old Sidurim, the famous Choshev Sidurim, it's called Oitzah Tfilis. At the beginning, there's a short stick, a few pages, Toildus HaSidur VeHispat Chusoy, from old, not exactly from when, but written a good while ago, Toildus HaSidur VeHispat Chusoy, the development of the Sidur. And he says the fascinating Chiddush, a fascinating idea, why Anshei Knesset HaGedoyle put together the Sidur. And he says like this, when the first Beis Hamikdash was standing, the Beis Hamikdash itself kept Klal Yisrael united in a tremendous way. The Beis Hamikdash was the focus of every Yid's hope, she'ifa was to get to the Beis Hamikdash as often as possible and connect to the Shechina over there. And that kept Klal Yisrael together, wherever they might be. Even Yidin who ended up being far away, they had the Beis Hamikdash, which was the center of Ruchnius, where all the Yisoides, the Yid needs for Yiddishkeit, could be taken from, all the Yisoides of being a Yid, Emunah, and Torah, Kimetzin Tetzah Torah, Tetzah brings the Yishalmi, when they saw the Karnev, Avedosim, they gave a Chizuk in Torah. In the Beis Hamikdash, one could get everything a Yid needs for his Ruchnius. And that was the Sheif, and every Yid, wherever he might be, knew that's the highlight and the highest place and the most important place, the central focus point of the whole of Klal Yisrael. What happened was that there was a Golis. There was a Golis Bavel after the first Beis Hamikdash, And even though the second Beis Hamikdash was, the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, the second Beis Hamikdash in Ezra Sefer's time, he came up, the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, but it was far from being the same as the first Beis Hamikdash. As we know from the Gemara, a lot of the important things were missing. The Oren, was holy of all the Kelim, wasn't even there. Eish Min HaShemayim didn't come down. The Shechina was on a much less level. Urim V'Tumim, a lot of the big Nisim weren't there anymore. And the Gemara brings the pasuk. The Gemara brings the pasuk that by the rebuilding of the second Beis Hamikdash, young people were dancing, but the old people were crying. Why were the old people crying? Because they remember the first Beis Hamikdash, and the comparison was striking. The yiride between the first and the second was striking to them, and they saw it's very far from what we didn't quite get back. You know what we had in the first Beis Hamikdash. So the second Beis Hamikdash is much less than the first Beis Hamikdash, and therefore Chachamim saw a need to have something which will do what the Beis Hamikdash did, what the Beis Hamikdash used to do. They don't have the same Beis Hamikdash, even what they do have, Rav Klal Yisrael didn't even come back up again. Rav Klal Yisrael, we know from Chazal, stayed in Chutz Loretz, even those who didn't even want to come up, a lot of them. And they knew it's temporary, the second Beis Hamikdash. They knew it's temporary, they could see the way things are going. And therefore they felt there's a need for something which will replicate, which will give us what the Beis Hamikdash used to give us. And they made a central focus point, something tremendously central for Yiddishkeit, where a Yid can get all he needs for his ruchnius out of that thing. And that is the Siddur, as we'll explain in a moment. The Siddur now does what the Beis Hamikdash used to do. Every Yid, wherever he might be, has the same Siddur, more or less. The changes are in details, in little things. The structure of the tefillah and the brochas and all that is more or less 99% the same. It's in tiny bits of difference. So people get very stuck on the different, there's so many different schores, tiny little bits. The structure is more or less the same on, you know, whatever nusach one has. So there is now a central thing, a siddur, which is central for every single Yid, wherever he might go. You know, Rabbi Shapira, Dafayomi, he wanted the idea that wherever Yid goes, he has the same, the siddur that had that idea already, long before that, this central focus point, wherever Yid goes, he has other Yidin who have the same Siddur. And more, he says, everything a Yid needs for his Yiddishkeit, he has in the Siddur. And he goes through this Sefer there in the beginning of the Oitz HaTfilis, goes through in detail. He says, all the Yisodis Yid needs, we can find the Emunah, we can find the Emunah, the Siddur. We find bakoshes for the prat, bakoshes for the klal. We'll go into detail in a moment soon, just meanwhile in general. We find bakoshes for the whole world. We find zikor and ha'ovar. We talk about the past, our great past. We talk about the future, the osid, l'osid lovoy, bitochen and l'osid lovoy. And he goes through in detail. He says, take just the nusach of a broche. Take just the nusach, baruch ato Hashem, elikeinu melech ha'olam. The amount of yesoides which We take out of that nusach without even realizing, just subconsciously by saying those words so many times a day. He says, Baruch means the Baruch, we know there's a big discussion, of course, what exactly means. Baruch doesn't mean to bench. We don't bench Hashem. Baruch means he's the source of all bracha. Like a Gibor. Gibor means he is strong. He is strong. Baruch means he is gebenched. He is praised. He is blessed. So Baruch means he's the Mekor HaBracha. So we've already, just by saying this, we already, first of all, acknowledge there is Hashem, Metzias Hashem. We've already acknowledged He is the source of all bracha. He is the Mekoyr. He is the source of all bracha. We've already acknowledged all these Yesodis Namune. Ato. When you say Ato, Ato you say to someone you're talking directly to. Ato you don't say to someone far. You don't know him. Ato is a person you're talking to directly. So that is Emunah, that Rav Shem is real and close to us and listening to us. You're not talking about him, you're talking to him. It's not about him. Ato is to him, so it's Emunah in that part. Ato is Loshen Yochid, so it's Emunah in Achdus Savoira. Emunah, there's only one. Hashem is written as Yud Kei Vav Kei Hoye Hoye Veviyeh. Emunah in Nitzchis Hashem, the Eved is always always been, always will be. It said, Adnus Adoina Koil, Emuna, that Avon Shem is master, is in charge of everything. Elikeinu, Elikim is God. Well, Elikeinu means our Hashem. What does it mean, our? What does it mean, our? It's not the Goyim's Hashem. We acknowledge him. We accept him on ourselves. We are mekabel oy malchusoy. So we've already said that in the words Elikeinu, that we accept him. Elikeinu also means hashgacha pratis. Elikim, the shame Elikim is meramis to hashgacha pratis. Takav alecholis v'alekirchus kulam is hashgacha pratis. Melech ha'olam is the king of the whole world. So in just a few tiny words, we've already confirmed, and we say this so many times a day, so many of the yisoides of Emunah which a Yid needs. Now there's a famous Rashba that at the beginning of every bracha we talk to Hashem face to face, Baruch Ata, you. But then we go over to Losh Nister, Elikeinu, Asher Kidshonu. Asher Kidshonu, we don't say you made us holy. That should have been Asher Kidashtonu. Yeah? Kiddushonu means he made us holy. And the Rashba already asks, why are we jumping from the beginning where we talk face to face to then we talk as if not face to face? And the Rashba says, because it's teaching us the famous Yisoid, that as much as we know the Rav Hashem is around everywhere and we talk to him face to face, mamish, like you talk to a friend face to face, yet there's so much more hidden that we don't know about. There's so much more the Rav Hashem is Ein Sof, and we'll never fully understand his greatness. So as much as we know, we talked to him face to face, there's also the part which is hidden. So we got that Yesoid in. And then if we go into that's just the general beginning of each bracha. Then, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam. Then if you go into detail of the bracha, so every bracha has its Yesoid. Birkas HaTorah reminds us Torah Min HaShemayim. Birkas HaMitzvahs reminds us Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. That we do, Asher V'tzivonu, you commanded us, and therefore we do it. Amachzir Neshomes, Lefgor Meisim reminds us of Tchias HaMeisim, the one who will give back all the Neshomes. Mevi Goyel Evnei B'neim reminds us of, not reminds us, talks about Mashiach, Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat, Ischar V'Oinish. So, in the Nusach HaTfilah, Chazal have put in all the Yesoides a Yid needs, all the important things that Yid needs to know, just like the Beis Hamikdash used to give it when the Beis Hamikdash was around, now we have the Siddur, the central focus point, where we have all the important things Yid needs to, wherever Yid goes, he has that, and he has these messages which are there constantly, with having that Nusach. That's why Chazal felt the need to put this Nusach together, and for now and always that's with us. That is in the simple understanding, in the Nigla. If you go into the Nister, the Sforn tell us there's endless kavonas, endless deep and deeper meanings in every word of the Siddur. That's we're told from all sides. Nefshachaim writes, Nefshachaim rings from Ariya Kodesh, Narizal, that there's so many different kavonas in every word. A Yid could be mechavon, a different kavona. Every single tefillah he says, every single tefillah he could have a different kavona and never finish. That'd be enough for every single tefillah during his whole life, never to have to repeat a kavona again. So many kavonas there are deeper into every word of the tefillah. Obviously, the main part of tefillah is Shemoneh Esrei, but then there's also all the rest, which will come to soon, Pesukei Zimra, and all brachas. Chazal made brachas for brachas of davening, brachas on mitzvahs, brachas on hanoah, brachas of shvach, brachas of shvach, and all that. So we have all this as a central focus point of every Yid. To move on a bit, the structure of the Siddur, it's very important to realize that the Tefillah, the Siddur, is not just a random collection of different bits and pieces. And sometimes a person, it's important to remember that. A person has to come down, sometimes come late, or for whatever reason comes late to davening. It's b'chlal not poshet to skip parts of davening, to cut off davening, beginning of that. Yeah, I said the main things, I said the important bits. It's not quite so. Every part of tefillah is a part of a building, there's a tremendous seder to the siddur. That's why it's called seder. And just like in a palace of the king, one wouldn't jump into the main room in one go. You have to go through, you come in from the outside, and then they check a person, and you come in a bit closer, and then they make sure a person is dressed the way it's meant to be. He comes a bit closer, make sure he speaks the way, then he comes into the king. One wouldn't fall in, you know, from the street straight into the king's own room. So to in tefillah, one doesn't come to Shemoneh Esrei falling into it. There's a whole build-up, which Chazal put The Ruach HaKodesh, they put a massive ladder, stepping stones one after the other, till a person reaches the highest level in every single tefillah. And the Mishavur brings that for a person, there's a Shulchan Aruch about the halachas, what a person has to skip if he's late for davening, so he can get Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. The Mishavur brings from Bais Yosef that the Magid is the Malach. Bais Yosef had a Rebbe, besides his physical Rebbes, he had a Malach taught in Torah, and it's written in the Sefer, Magid Mishor, it's available. Magid Mishor, to some of the in there. And one of the things the Magid, the Mishavur brings in Semen Nun Aleph, the Magid told Bais Yosef that two, there are halachas of skipping and davening if a person comes late. Or if a person does that, he's mahapach tzinoris. Mahapach tzinoris literally means he switches around the pipes, which means that it's a lotion of a marshal. But when a person davens, the tefillah goes up and the shefa, the brochi comes down. And if a person switches the order of davening by skipping halalukos and skipping this part and that part, he's putting the pipes in the wrong place. Imagine a person gets a plumber and the plumber puts the pipes together, and then you open your cold water pipe and hot water comes out, and you open your hot water pipe and the dirty washing water comes out. So he's put the pipes in the wrong place. You might have what you need, but all in the wrong place and the wrong time and the wrong way. Person who skips part of davening, says the Mishavur, the Malach told Bais Yosef, is going to have trouble. He's going to have trouble because the davening is made as a tremendous structure. We want to talk about it a few minutes as much as time allows us. Sfarim tell us that there are four stages, four parts in the tefillah. And these four parts, which we'll elaborate in a moment, are keneged the four olamos. We know we're told by the Sfarim, by the Mekubalim, that there are four worlds, whatever that means in English, four levels, how the shefa comes down, how our tefillah goes up between HaKadosh Baruch and the world, four different stages which have a name, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, four different olamos. I ought to put that down in a very simple English, because I don't understand it myself. But those are the words we are told always, that everything goes through those four stages. The Rosh Hashanah is Ruchni, everything in Shemaim is tremendously Ruchni, spiritual, everything down here is tremendously physical. And in order for the Ruchnis to come down to this world, it has to go through those four different stages. And there are many things which are connected, those four stages, four parts of the Beis HaMikdosh. There's the Har HaBayis, the outer yard, then there's the Azorah, then there's the Heichal, then there's the Kodesh Kodeshim, the four letters of the Shem Hashem. Many places we find this idea of four, which are connected, those four olamos. And here in Davening 2, our tefillah has to go up, or rather, has to uplift us. Not just the tefillah has to go up. We have to go up with the tefillah. The tefillah uplifts us, those four levels, until Shemoneh Esrei. You have the first level, which is Karbonos, Birkas HaShachar and Karbonos. Then there's Psukei Dezimra, second level. Then there is Birkas Kriyat Shema, third level. And the Shemoneh Esrei, which is the highlight, Omid Lifnei HaMelech. And after that, there's four levels down, or three levels down. Between each level, says the Ariya Kaddish, there's a Kaddish. It's not random where the Kaddish are. It's not random at all. There's a Kaddish. Between Karbonos and Psukei Dezimra, there's a Kaddish. Between Yishtabach and Bochur, there's a Kaddish. Between Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, they can't be, because you have to be Soemech Gul Letfilah. That's why there isn't one there. After Shemoneh Esrei, there's again the four levels down. Shemoneh Esrei is the high level, and now a person has to come back down to this world, and he wants to bring the Shefa, the Brocha, back down with him to this world. There's already depends Nusach Ashna, Nusach Sfard. In Nusach Sfard, the four levels down, Shemoneh Esrei is the highlight, then there's Asher Valetzion, that's one down, well, there's a second one, and then there is, so Asher Valetzion is connected because Krishma, that's why there's Kodesh in the Valetzion. Connected Bikas Krishma. Then there's Shir Shelyoim, which is the third level down, which is connected to Psukim of Zimre, Shir Shelyoim, connected to Psukim of Shir. And then there's Ketores, which is Karbonos, connected to Karbonos. Aleinu is a totally different discussion. In Nusach Ashkenaz, it's different. Nusach Ashkenaz, the levels down are Ashrei, Lam Natzeach, and Nevo Letzion. That's how it works. Aleinu is a very different thing. Aleinu is a powerful tefillah for Yid to take with for the whole day, a powerful declaration of Malchus Shemaim, and everything Yid and this world stands for, Kabel Kulam Son Achasecho, and that's a powerful last boost, so to speak, before Yid goes out to the Gashmizdika world, to his work, or whatever he does. He takes the tefillah of Aleinu with. So we have this, already we see this structure here of these four tefillahs with the Kaddish in between. The halachas, the severity of what one can say during davening depends on the olam, depends on what level of tefillah he's up to. So Karbonos, which is still the first level, he can answer anything. You can say Amen, Baruch Hu, whatever you want. You can say, the person can even talk there. Sukkah Zimra, which said in the second Olam, that level higher, there you can't just say anything. Can't talk anymore after Baruch Shomar. Even Baruch Huvah Shomoy, a person can't say Amen. Say every Amen. Not Baruch Huvah Shomoy after Baruch Shomar, and Zichron not to talk. After Baruch Hu, which read the third Olam, much more strict. He's already much higher, much closer to the Melech, on a much higher level. Things are much stricter. You can't talk. Even Amen you can't say. You can say Amen Yishmei Rabba, and Baruch Hu, and Mamish, the important things, but not much more. And Shmoneh, which is the highest Olam, can't say anything anymore. So again, it's all in line with what a person is doing at that part of davening. Every part of these four parts has in it speech and action. The Arizal said. So the beginning of davening is anti sedaim. Person washes his hand. In Pesukei de Zimri, he takes the tzitzis v'avoch shomar. In Kriyashma, oh, he kisses the tefillin. That's what Ariya Kodesh says. Again, we see this all over. A person starts looking at the song, we see this all over. There is this tremendous structure of tefillah being a build-up. And therefore, it's so much easier now to understand the Mishavura. The Mishavura tells us that a person who comes late to davening and he has to skip Kavanis, or maybe even part of Pesukei de Zimra, he has a big problem. He's between a rock and a hard place, as they say, because on one hand, he wants to skip certain parts so he can catch Tfilah B'Tzibur. On the other hand, he's going to be missing the stepping stones to get there. A person can't climb the ladder without starting at the bottom. And these are all stepping stones to reach the highest level, which is Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, the Magi, the Malach, told the Beis Yosef, you're going to be Mahapach Tzinoris if you skip. There are, in fact, people who have a minig not to skip. Not to skip. Mishu himself thinks that the Zohar Kodesh says one shouldn't skip because of this. Of Shulchanoch says one should. That's what I mean. A person is stuck between a rock and a hard place because Shechnor says you should skip, and the Zohar Kodesh says you shouldn't. And the whole structure, the whole build up is needed. Every part is needed there. So that's a big problem. A person is stuck in a problem. That's the only solution, seems to be. Yeah. That is very, very general. That's very, very general, and it's getting very late. Once a person starts going to detail, there's so much more of each part of these parts, what it's doing there. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes, a little bit. Starting from Netilas Yadayim in the morning, Netilas Yadayim takes away the tumah, which was there by night. That's getting rid of the bad bits. Talis and Tefillin wraps the person in a holiness. The Talis is Chitzonius and the Tefillin is more Pnimius. Wraps the person in Kedusha, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikein, Hashem Echad, on the head, on the moyach, and on the heart. So then a person is getting ready, gotten rid of the bad, he's wrapped himself in holiness, and now he's ready to get started. Birkas HaShachar starts with elaborating in detail everything where the Baruch Hashem gave us, looks after us in every part of our body and on the world and walking and seeing and standing and coming and going, talking, everything is in there. It's got 18 brochas, Shmoneh Esrei's got 18, the Shedra's got 18. Kavanis is coming to also take away Averis, like Kavanis did in the Beis HaMikdash, takes away the Averis and starts being Mekasher, the Gashmis, to the Ruchnis, Yivmale, Kolm, the Behemis, to the Venture, Yivmale. Pesukei de Zimra is Mamish starting to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more in a positive way, is to be Meshabeach, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also to take away the Kitrugim. Zimra is cutting. Zimra, Rashi says in Beshalach, also means to cut away the Mekatrigim. Kriya Shema, because Yoitzer is already in a much higher level. There already we're talking similar to the Malachim, we mentioned the Malachim, we're already up to there by then, speaking with the Malachim, Kodesh, and Boch. Shema is obviously the highlight of Yid, Shema Yisrael, all the Yisraelis of Amunah in there. Emes V'Yatziv has in it, in very short, repetition, chazore, of what the three parts of Shema. So Emes V'Yatziv has in it, first, Emes v'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yosher. It's true. It's confirmed. Hadover hazeh. These things. And sometimes, you know, I teach in school, and sometimes I ask the boys, Hadover hazeh. Which thing? Emes v'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yosher v'yamadov. It's true and it's confirmed and it's established and it's this thing. Which thing? Which thing? The Shema Yisrael, which you just said. Everything we just said earlier, that Hashem is Echad, and Kabbalah says Mitzvah. So first we go over again the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Ezra Saviseinu, we say, Asher Ish Yishmal Yitzisecho. So that's going back to the Vahoyim Shemaya, where we Mekabel Ol Mitzvah, Yishmal Yitzisecho. And then we say, Mitzrayim Galtanu, which goes back to the Parash of Hayomer, where we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then obviously comes the highlight of the Tefillah, the most important part, what's Mamish talking to the Melech directly, which is Shuan Esre, that's why standing, the feet together and unquiet. And then we bring the Brocha, the Shefa down. Tachnun is a tremendous pius, that's a Lashon Mekubalim to the Midas Adin. Tachnun, a very important part of davening. And then comes the three parts we mentioned earlier, where we bring the Shefa down. Ashevo Letzion, Shir Shalyoim, for those who say Ktoris, then the Ktoris is part of that. That all brings the Shefa back down. Therefore, it's such an important thing, not just mitzad the halacha to have all the parts of the davening, but once a person gets into it, it's a pity we don't have to finish, but there's so much a person, so many sforim, and so much a person can, a yid can see, chizuk and tefillah, where each part, that's even before going into perish hamilis, or the halacha, this is just in general, how the siddur has a tremendous seder, tremendous structure to it, and everything is needed for this building, which we build every morning. Mincha Maariv is much shorter because it's partially relying already on what we did by Shachris. So there we can go straight, so to speak. Mincha straight to, and Maariv already needs a bit more chizuk because Maariv has to give us the power for the whole night. So Maariv has a bit longer before Shmoneh Esre, where he has this connection. Our tefillahs should always be answered.